local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5. Warm up this morning, almost 60 as we get started on this Friday. More from Dr. Bill and your forecast coming up right after we check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, if you drive in Mobile, you might want to take a mental note to be extra cautious this morning on the roadways, especially watching your speed along I-10 and 65. Mobile police are conducting traffic safety enforcement operations. That begins at 7 o'clock. It'll be going on all day long. The Mobile International Festival celebrating the art and science of food Saturday, November 23rd from 10 to 4 at the grounds in Mobile. Enjoy international foods, live music, and dance tomorrow. Get tickets at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and high temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
6:08, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. A little bit of chance of rain today, some thunderstorms tomorrow, and then pretty nice for Sunday. Full weather discussion coming up with Dr. Bill around 6:35. I'm Sean Sullivan. Dalton Orwig is here. Also, Kane's got our traffic, and Kelly's got our headlines right now.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of our nation's capital, which is impacting millions of families, as this week President Donald Trump signed the Autism Collaboration Accountability Research Education and Support Act, also known as CARES, into law. This law allocates $1.8 billion in funding over the next 5 years to help people with autism spectrum disorder and their families. The president took to Twitter to post the news saying, quote, "Today I was proud to sign the Autism Cares Bill. We support research for Americans with autism and their families. You are not forgotten. We are fighting for you." Representative Chris Smith, Republican from New Jersey, is the bill's sponsor, and he said in a statement, quote, "All children grow up and become adults, and children with autism then lose their education services. But autism is a lifetime neurological disorder, and adults with autism continue to need their services." According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, approximately one in every 59 children has been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, a developmental disability which is characterized by social, communication, and behavioral problems, is four times more prevalent in males than in females. This new funding would back autism research and autism-related support programs, as well as prioritize grants for underserved areas. This morning, the search is on for a man wanted for his involvement in a police chase and then taking off on foot. This is news out of Baldwin County, as the Foley Police Department and the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office were involved in that chase late last night. According to Foley Police, the police chase went through the Summerdale area westbound on County Road 28. Once the unidentified driver crashed on County Road 9, they jumped out of the vehicle with police following on foot. K-9 dogs have been deployed, and that driver does remain on the run at this hour. As always, if you have information, call police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
11 minutes after 6 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. A little additional enforcement on the interstates around here by MPD. You heard Kane mention it a second ago. So here's what we're getting from MPD. They say they're going to be targeting those who drive too fast, too close, and move over violators who are likely to cause a serious crash. Maybe that's the people that sit around in the left lane. Says here, motorists are urged to obey and follow all traffic laws while commuting on the roadways.
Good.
All right, good. Duly noted. They also point out the enforcement begins at 7 a.m. So from now till 7, it's like Mad Max out there. But at 7, then you straighten up and fly right.
Do whatever you want. You know, yesterday...
It's a joke, y'all.
Yesterday, I was driving around, and there was a car in the fast lane and probably a 2x4 bumper sticker on the back that said, in bright yellow, this car's speed is being monitored by GPS. And they were in the fast lane. So you know they're not going over the speed limit. But that's where they were sitting.
But they're going to sit far left lane.
That's right.
All right. All the way in sports, what are we talking about?
Well, we got high school playoffs round 3 tonight, and 4 teams in our listening area still fighting it out. And then tomorrow, week 13 of the SEC, with a lot of cupcake matchups, some lines that are like the Vegas lines have them at like 55, 45 points. So I'll give you a kind of an update on all that when we get up to sports.
All right. It's on the way. We'll check news right now.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Starting today, you can expect to see more police cars on I-10 and I-65 in Mobile. The Mobile Police Department says officers will be patrolling the major roadways, looking for those who are speeding, tailgating, and violating the state's move-over law. Police hope the extra enforcement will prevent any serious crashes. A man who made headlines after he was arrested for several road rage incidents is now in trouble for a different reason. This time, he's accused of making lewd gestures towards a woman as she drove by. Daphne Police arrested Delwin Knight, the same man arrested for several road rage incidents earlier this year. The latest incident happened in October in the Lake Forest neighborhood. A homeowner in Milton, Florida is asking his neighbors to lock their car doors after home surveillance video shows two men targeting cars in their area. The video shows the two men getting into a car during the night. Two men walk up to a truck parked in the driveway. The man who opened the door used his hoodie to make sure no fingerprints were left behind. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Sound familiar? Lines down? No internet? Tired of that spinning computer circle? Let's face it, service outages happen. Hurricane season, Gulf Coast storms, road construction where maybe a backhoe digs up the transmission line. We know bad things can happen, even with the best plans intended. Have you asked yourself, how important is the internet to your business should it go down? Did you know most of today's phone systems require internet? Do you have a plan in place to keep your phones up and your employees productive? Hi, Chuck Nylander here with Harbor Communications, and I'm excited to offer our internet failover service utilizing the latest in cellular technology. Harbor's internet failover service comes complete with auto failover programming when combined with our fast fiber internet services. The best part is our basic service starts as low as $44.95 per month. Data and term restrictions apply. That's a small price to pay for business continuity. To learn more, call us today or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Join us Saturday when the Tigers meet the Samford Bulldogs at Jordan-Hare Stadium on your home for the Auburn Tigers, FM Talk 106.5.
Brought to you in part by First South Farm Credit, your land and ag lending experts in Bay Minette, and the Carrot Patch. See their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Pre-game broadcast at 10 on FM Talk 106.5.
The Houston Texans win an important divisional matchup on Thursday Night Football, and I've got your lineup for round 3 of the high school football playoffs and week 13 in the SEC football conference. I can't believe we're already to week 13 in college football. It's quarter after 6 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On Thursday Night Football, the Houston Texans beat the Indianapolis Colts 20-17 in a big matchup for the AFC South Division. Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson passed for 298 yards and 2 touchdowns, both of those going to all-pro wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. Here's Hopkins' second of the night that put the Texans up 20-17.
Watson, end zone. Hopkins, say hi to mom again. Touchdown, Hopkins.
Hopkins finished with 94 yards receiving on the night, while Texans' number two wideout, Will Fuller, reeled in 7 catches for 140 yards. The Colts kept it close, rushing for 175 yards against a Texans defense that has been vulnerable to the run, but Indianapolis was unable to convert a 4th-and-3 on their final drive. The win for Houston keeps them atop the AFC South at 7-4, while the loss drops the Colts to 6-5. In other NFL news, the league upheld Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett's indefinite suspension and reduced Pittsburgh Steelers center Marquise Pouncey's suspension to 2 games following appeals. With seconds remaining in the fourth quarter of last Thursday's game, Garrett ripped off Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph's helmet and clubbed him in the head with it. He'll be suspended without pay for at least the remainder of this season. Pouncey initially had been given a 3-game suspension last week for punching and kicking Garrett during the brawl, but appeals officer Derek Brooks reduced that ban by 1 game but upheld Pouncey's $35,000 fine. The third round of the Alabama High School football playoffs go down tonight. 4 schools in our listening area are still battling it out for the right to play in state championship games. First, they'll need to win 2 more games to get there. All the games tonight are scheduled to begin at 7. In 6A, Spanish Fort hosts Park Crossing. In 4A, UMS Wright will be looking to win their 31st game in a row. They host undefeated Montgomery Catholic. In 3A, Mobile Christian hosts undefeated Gordo. And in 2A, up on Highway 43, the Leroy Bears host Ayrton. Good luck to our local teams that are taking the field tonight. Tomorrow in college football, got a full slate of games for SEC teams. Not all are expected to be very close. Actually, very few are expected to be close. At 11 a.m., both Alabama and Auburn kick off as they prepare for the Iron Bowl next week. Number 5-ranked Bama hosts Western Carolina, the Tide only favored by 56.5 points. Number 15, Auburn will host the Samford Bulldogs from Birmingham. Auburn's favored by 48.5 in that one. You can hear the Auburn game right here on FM Talk 106.5. Pregame begins at 10, immediately following Prep Sports Report with kickoff at 11. At 2:30, we've got 3 games. Number 4-ranked Georgia hosts Texas A&M. The Bulldogs are favored by 13. Kentucky will host UT Martin. Wildcats favored by 29.5. And Vanderbilt hosts East Tennessee State. At 6 o'clock, number 1-ranked LSU hosts Arkansas. I haven't seen a line this big in an SEC game. The Tigers are favored by 43.5 points against another SEC team. One of the worst SEC teams I've ever seen, but LSU favored big. At 6:30, Mississippi State hosts Abilene Christian. Bulldogs favored by 37. And also at 6:30, Missouri hosts Tennessee. The Tigers favored by 3.5. Only one top 25 matchup tomorrow. It's in the Big Ten. Number 2-ranked Ohio State has their toughest test this season. They host number 8, Penn State, but the Buckeyes favored by 18.5 points. And for our South Alabama Jaguars, they'll look to get off that 8-game losing streak when they play at Georgia State. Georgia State's favored by 10. That game kicks off at 1 p.m. on ESPN+. 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and high temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you're tired of the same old promises from politicians, you don't know Jerry. Jerry Carl is different. Like President Trump, Jerry's an outsider and businessman who'll stand with Trump to put America first. His word is his bond. It's how Jerry Carl became a successful businessman who's built several different companies right here in South Alabama. And as county commissioner, it's why Jerry Carl refused a taxpayer-funded salary, opposed wasteful spending, and stopped tolling for a new bridge. As a Christian saved by God's grace, Jerry Carl is 100% pro-life, and we can count on him to defend our South Alabama values. And Jerry wants to tackle tough problems, not whine about them. That's why the Socialist Squad won't stop Jerry Carl from building a wall to secure our borders. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
What do you want to protect? Whether it's a diamond necklace or one made of macaroni, your newborn baby or your fur baby, we all want to protect the things and people we love most. Help keep everything safe with a free home security system from Protect Your Home, your ADT-authorized premier provider. Just dial 1-800-548-5597 to learn more about how you can start protecting your everything with a free security system, an $850 value monitored by ADT. You'll also receive a $100 Visa gift card after installation from Protect Your Home. So call 1-800-548-5597 now. Installation starts at $99 with a 36-month monitoring agreement. Termination fee applies. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Help keep your family safe. Call now. 1-800-548-5597. That's 1-800-548-5597.
Good morning, everyone, for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. If you drive in Mobile, you might want to take a mental note to be extra cautious this morning on the roadways, especially watching your speed there along I-10 at 65. Mobile police are conducting traffic safety enforcement operations beginning at 7 o'clock this morning. They're going to make sure they're watching for speeding and making sure you're not following too closely. Celebrate the holidays with Bellegraph Gardens at Home with more than 1,100 set pieces and 3 million lights. Open nightly November 29th through December 31st. Get tickets at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 57 at the studios here at Airport and 65. As you know, 7 o'clock this morning, they start cracking down. Till then, it's like it's like Mad Max. Just do what... It's a joke. But 7 o'clock, they really get serious about that enforcement on the interstates in our neighborhood. All right, Dr. Bill's got our forecast coming up in just about 13 minutes. Right now, Kelly's got headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, USA students and faculty are mourning the loss of a University of South Alabama professor found deceased earlier this week. On Thursday, Mobile police confirmed that the homicide victim has been identified as 39-year-old Dr. Matthew Weiser. He was found Wednesday in Mobile inside of a home on Gallier Drive. And authorities say it appears he had been shot and that gunshot is believed to have been the cause of death. Dr. Weiser was a professor at University of South Alabama and was discovered by USA police while doing a welfare check. Weiser is an assistant professor of economics and finance at USA's Mitchell College of Business. Mobile police confirmed that their investigation is still active at this hour. Multiple teachers have been suspended after being accused of sharing inappropriate and offensive text messages in a group chat. The Alabama School Board made the decision for these teachers in Dothan. According to the Associated Press, as many as 6 teachers from Ashford High School, which is located in southeast Alabama, are now on paid leave after a student found messages on one of their phones and then posted those messages online. Teachers reportedly were commenting on the students' sex lives and intelligence and even shared some racial slurs. A transgender student says that some of those offensive messages were about him. The Houston County superintendent suspended the teachers, but does say the teachers will not be fired because the school system lacks an adequate policy covering such issues. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
624 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. House Intelligence Committee wraps up the week with another high-profile hearing on the impeachment inquiry. Here's Westwood One's Linda Kenyon with more.
The witnesses were Fiona Hill, former top White House Russia expert, and David Holmes, counselor for political affairs for the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine. Hill began her testimony with strong statements from members of the House Intelligence Committee.
Some of you on this committee appear to believe that Russia and its security services did not conduct a campaign against our country, and that perhaps, somehow, for some reason, Ukraine did. This is a fictional narrative.
And she said she would not be drawn into it.
I refuse to be part of an effort to legitimize an alternate narrative that the Ukrainian government is a U.S. adversary and that Ukraine, not Russia, attacked us in 2016.
President Trump has used that narrative allegedly to demand Ukraine investigate the 2016 election and the missing DNC server, which he said might be in Ukraine. In exchange for that investigation and a separate one involving political rival Joe Biden, the president allegedly dangled a White House meeting and the release of military aid he had placed on hold. David Holmes said this pressure campaign was evident during a phone call he overheard when seated at a restaurant in Ukraine with U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland.
I then heard President Trump ask, so he's going to do the investigation. Ambassador Sondland replied that he's going to do it.
Holmes says he asked Sondland what the president thought about Ukraine.
He said he cares about big stuff.
Did he explain what he meant by big stuff?
Well, I asked him, well, what kind of big stuff? We have big stuff going on here, like a war with Russia. And he said, no, big stuff, like the Biden investigation that Mr. Giuliani is pushing.
Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal attorney, was so intimately involved in that effort that Fiona Hill says it caused her boss, the now former National Security Advisor John Bolton, to cringe. Republicans, including Representative Chris Stewart, remained unconvinced that the president committed any wrongdoing.
Zero evidence of any bribery, zero evidence of extortion, zero evidence firsthand of any quid pro quo.
The ranking committee Republican, Representative Devin Nunes, called the whole thing a show trial.
The verdict was decided before the trial ever began.
Chairman Adam Schiff made comparisons to President Richard Nixon. But the current situation, he said, is much more serious.
What we're talking about here is the withholding of recognition in that White House meeting, the withholding of military aid to an ally at war.
And he added, Trump must be held accountable.
There is nothing more dangerous than an unethical president who believes they are above the law. And I would just say to people watching here at home and around the world, in the words of my great colleague, we are better than that. Adjourned.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
All right, 627 FM Talk 106.5. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way. Take a look at the forecast for today and the weekend ahead. Maybe a sneak peek into next week. Plus, still activity in the tropics. We'll talk about that. It's all straight ahead right here on Mobile Mornings.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are still looking for the person who shot and killed a University of South Alabama professor. Dr. Matthew Weiser was found dead inside his home near Langan Park Wednesday. The associate dean of the Mitchell College of Business says Weiser was at his class on Tuesday night. Campus police found Weiser dead inside his home on Galliard Drive after a welfare check. He had been shot. Mobile police are still trying to find out who did it. Two men charged with trafficking will make their first court appearance in Baldwin County later today. Their arrest comes after a huge drug bust on Interstate 10. 40 kilos of cocaine recovered from a flatbed semi during a traffic stop just past Bucky's at the 49-mile marker. Two men from California, Mauro Lopez and Jose Encinas, are being held in the Baldwin County Jail. Pensacola police are investigating after a woman was hit and killed by a car. She was crossing the street in a wheelchair. It happened about 6:30 last night on Old Palafox Highway in Van Pelt Lane. Police say the driver did not see the woman in the dimly lit area. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Experience Mobile's most unique hardware experience this fall and holiday season. Spring Hill Ace Hardware has all your favorite brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. For homeowners and contractors, Spring Hill Ace carries only high-quality products. Benjamin Moore Paint, Milwaukee, and DeWalt. All in one trip, you'll find hardware, gifts, home improvement, beautiful house plants, bedding plants, and landscape. Exceptional personal service, stocked with all you need, locally owned, and so convenient. Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell Road. Like us on Facebook.
Hey, pretty focused on your phone. Checking out Tinder?
Not Tinder, man. Breaking news. Just posted on lanyatmobile.com. There's some real shady stuff going on. Have you read it yet?
No, don't have a digital subscription, so no.
Really? It costs almost nothing. You're really missing out on a lot.
I don't know. I always pick up the print version. They're everywhere and free, and you know how cheap I am.
Are you kidding? It's only 21 cents a day. It's totally worth it. All the same great stuff in the Mobile and Baldwin editions. Daily breaking news, exclusive web content, and really convenient. You can read it on your phone or any computer.
Really, will a subscription work on all my devices?
Dude, one digital subscription gets you access on 5 devices. Phones, work computer, home computer, whatever you need. It literally takes less than a minute, and you're supporting a strong local newspaper that goes after public corruption and info on things that we really need to know.
Okay, I'll sign up at lanyatmobile.com right after you buy me a drink.
Man, you really are cheap.
Look for Landyap at over 1,500 locations in Mobile and Baldwin counties and sign up for a digital subscription today at landyapmobile.com and help keep Mobile funky.
Need a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells Yamaha and Star street legal carts. They also sell all models of used carts, even rent golf carts for football games, weddings, Halloween, Mardi Gras, and yes, golf. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with their own body shop and full service mechanic. Cart Doctor will pick up and deliver too. And remember, they'll custom build a cart just for you. Visit them at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore. Just look for the lot full of golf carts. CartDoctor.com.
The televised hearings are over for now. The impeachment inquiry becoming an exercise in writing, as Suzanne Malveau reports.
Well, it is eerily quiet here on Capitol Hill as most lawmakers have gone for the Thanksgiving recess. But House Democrats on the Intelligence Committee, as well as their staff, will be working through the holiday, drafting this report, making their case that they have enough evidence to impeach the president.
The report goes to the Judiciary Committee for the next steps toward impeachment. Fred and Cindy Wambier, whose son Otto died in 2017, after being held by and then released from North Korea, say they want to find and shut down illicit North Korean business assets around the world. They say they want to hold North Korea accountable for widespread human rights abuses. Spacewalking astronauts are back outside working to revitalize a cosmic ray detector at the International Space Station. Thursday night football, the Texans over the Colts 20-17. Stock futures are gaining ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Charles Schwab is in talks to buy TD Ameritrade in a deal that would reshape the discount brokerage market, where millions of individual investors buy and sell stocks. The companies have held on and off talks for months and are close to a deal that would likely value TD Ameritrade around $26 billion. San Francisco-based Schwab is the largest discount broker, while TD Ameritrade, based in Omaha, is number two. Bumblebee Foods, one of the nation's largest canned tuna providers, has filed for bankruptcy protection with an agreement to sell its assets to Taiwan's FCF Fishery for $925 million. If you were having problems with your Netflix shows yesterday, you weren't alone. The company says it suffered a brief outage that affected thousands of people. Netflix says some of its subscribers were unable to use Netflix for about 2 hours, but the problem was fixed. It did not say what caused the problem or how widespread it was. Crude oil trading at $58.09 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are slightly higher. And that's Your Money Now.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Gavin McKenzie, CEO, Build McKenzie.
With more construction projects coming in, we needed to quickly hire a lead recruiter. We wanted someone who was bilingual and had 5 years of HR experience. LinkedIn Jobs matched me with many qualified applicants, but Anna Maria was the one with all the skills that we needed.
A person is hired with LinkedIn every 8 seconds. Post a job at linkedin.com/today and get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
My husband's found a secret here at Patch Jewelers. He actually likes shopping at the Carrot Patch. The friendly staff always helps him choose something perfect and at a price he's happy to pay. Fine diamonds, colored stone rings, pendants, and earrings with the newest styles, classic and timeless. Even fashion pieces, too. Since 1982, Carrot Patch Jewelers is still your I didn't just think of you today store. Do like my husband and shop where you're sure to find the gift she'll love for eternity. Now in their brand new location at 800 Hillcrest Road, Carrot Patch Jewelers.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. Clouds and warmer temperatures this morning. I guess that's the start of this rain you've been calling for.
Yeah, the clouds have definitely moved in, and it's going to be a mostly cloudy day, but kind of a warm day because we're going to get up around 75 degrees for this afternoon, so we may see a little bit of sunshine now and then. But there's rain headed our way because a cold front is now moving through Arkansas and Texas, and we're moving into Mississippi today and then down into our area tomorrow morning. Most likely that front will get in here sometime between daybreak and noon, and we'll see showers lingering in the afternoon and then finally clearing off. So tonight there's a slight chance of a few showers around. Low tonight will be in the mid-60s. Then for Saturday, mostly cloudy with a very good chance for showers. And those showers will be off and on through the day. And then, as I mentioned, clearing off late in the day or certainly tomorrow night. Tomorrow night will cool down to about 45 degrees. And then on Sunday, looks like a really nice day. But on the cool side, it'll be sunny and 62 for Sunday afternoon. And then Sunday night, we'll get down into the lower 40s, which means some areas will get into the upper 30s. And then Monday, we begin a warm-up, but it'll be sunny and a high in the upper 60s with rain returning late on Tuesday.
All right, Dr. Bill, you've been talking about something in the tropics you were watching this week. What's the update on that?
Well, Tropical Storm Sebastian, which is still several hundred miles northeast of the Leeward Islands. Initially, it was moving to the northwest, turned to the north, and now it is moving northeast. And that's good news because that's going to take it out into the open central Atlantic, picking up forward speed. Highest winds are about 60 miles per hour. And right now, it looks like it will remain at the most a tropical storm and then will dissipate as it gets up into the central Atlantic.
All right, Dr. Bill, we got that weekend weather scale coming up.
Yeah, I'm working on it now.
All right, you guys. Good. Well, we've had some pretty high scores as of late, so I can't believe the trend lasts that long.
Well, we do have some rain coming in, and it looks like Saturday will be sort of an off and on day for showers.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There he is, staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. 6:38, and give you a heads up here. And you may not get it. Well, you know what you could get done today? Go ahead and set that appointment for next week with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's my buddy Trey Bennett and his crew. They're working in Mobile and Baldwin counties, commercial properties, residential properties. You got junk, you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Maybe it's a storage unit that you have no idea what's in there, but you're still paying on it every month. Maybe you go up to get the Christmas decorations down from the attic, and you look around up in the attic and go, what is all this? Well, it's junk. Get rid of it. And do it pretty quickly when you call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Could even be stuff outside your home. We've talked about that in the past. Don't just think about junk inside the home. I mean, Trey told me, number one, he was called out to clean out a storage building, and they cleaned out the storage building, and the owner of the property said, well, I want the building gone, too. Y'all don't do that. And he said, oh, yeah, we'll do that, too. And they got rid of the building. Listen, if you've got junk, you want it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's just that easy to make an appointment. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, or go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, 6:39 on the way, what it should cost you for serving 10 people Thanksgiving dinner. Okay, so American Farm Bureau says, here's the price, they've done the stats, what it should cost you, and we can all compare that to what we end up spending when it comes time to serving that Thanksgiving dinner. And get to that in just a couple minutes. Plus, Kelly's got her headlines, Dalton's got sports, and Kane's got our traffic right now.
From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, be careful, a man standing against the wall in the eastbound Wallace Tunnel. Now, officers are on the way to go see what's happening there. Also, remember, you're going to have extra patrols out starting at 7 a.m. this morning. Officers are going to be out on the I-10, I-65 area, making sure you're not following too closely, and of course, speeding. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3662 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Highlander with 0% financing for up to 60 months, plus $500 cash back or $5,500 in savings. Model 6955. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Be an explorer. Awaken your sleeping adventurer. Go where pirate ships remain, sea creatures reign, and you are but a free-floating guest. Become one with an endless sea. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver. Gulf Coast Divers has the instruction and equipment that you need to unlock the wonders of the underwater world. Gulf Coast Divers, certifying the best-trained divers on the coast for over 40 years.
Break the surface for a new adventure. Let Gulf Coast Divers help you become a diver. New experiences, lasting memories. You always wanted to try it. Isn't it time? Be a diver with Gulf Coast Divers. They have instructors, equipment, and guidance you need to unlock the wonders of the underwater world. Take your first plunge underwater for just $27. Gulf Coast Divers, certifying the best trained divers on the coast for over 40 years.
Try Monroe Sausage and Monroe Bacon, and you'll be hooked. Perfect for mealtime or appetizers in Mobile and Baldwin counties at Rouse's, Piggly Wiggly, Allegri Farm Market, Old Shell Market, and Spring Hill Ace Hardware. Monroe Sausage and Bacon, yeah, it's that good.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of Mississippi this morning as a former school bus driver has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for repeatedly sexually abusing his 8-year-old passenger. According to the Sun-Herald, 69-year-old Sergio Sandoval was sentenced on Wednesday on charges including sexual battery and touching a child for lustful purposes. The former Ocean Springs driver was accused of molesting a second grader when she rode his bus in 2014, and the child testified that he molested her for 23 straight days and then would send her back to her seat with candy. The child told authorities that Sandoval would drive the bus with elementary students on board while inappropriately touching her at the same time. He even went as far as to name her as a bus monitor, which allowed him to have her sit next to him and break the rules, the policy in place that required her to remain seated when the bus was moving. His first trial ended in a mistrial because of his health issues. His lawyer argued that Sandoval didn't remember his 8 years as a bus driver, pointing it to the fact that he had amnesia due to trauma from being in a Chilean internment camp in the 1970s. The judge listened and then ruled that Sandoval brought all of this on himself and sentenced him to 30 years behind bars. A recall is in effect, which may impact your kids' lunch today and your snack options as well, as the maker of Cheese Nips is recalling some of their popular crackers. Mondelez Global says small pieces of plastic may have ended up in the product. The recall impacts the 11-ounce boxes with the expiration date between May 18 and May 20 of 2020. The company says the plastic pieces may have fallen from a food scraper during the production process. The FDA says that no other products are affected. There are no reports at this time of anyone getting injured or sick. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Well, thank you, Kelly. 642 FM Talk 106.5. All right, they do. It's kind of like AAA puts out their busy holiday travel stats. The American Farm Bureau each year puts out their what it should cost for your Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people. I tell you, prices are up.
Oh no,
by a cent.
I can handle that.
It was $48.90 last year. It's $48.91 this year.
To serve 10 people?
Thank you. That's my reaction,
too. That's like, how much does a turkey go for? That's crazy.
I'm with you. Thank you. That is what I said. It's like, if you could do this.
That's got to be per person.
No, it's not. So American Farm Bureau Federation puts this thing out each year. They focus on, serving 10 people at Thanksgiving. What can you buy for that? The dinner includes a 16-pound turkey, dressing or stuffing, depends on where you are, sweet potatoes, rolls with butter, peas, cranberries, and a veggie tray. A veggie tray itself costs, if you go get the where it's all cut up and they got the ranch thing
that's
in the middle.
That's a good $16.
Yes.
Easily.
The thing where you buy it, where it's all prepared for you. Mm-hmm.
I was amazed the other day by how much a board of charcuterie costs.
I don't even know what it is. It sounds expensive.
I think it's just sausages.
How much was that?
$16.
You know, if you go get, side note, if you go, as much as I love watermelon and honeydew melon and all that, it really forces you to go get the melon and cut them up because you see the ones where they're prepackaged. You're like, oh, this is great. That's a lot easier.
And yeah.
Then, it's like 4 cubes of watermelon. It's $8 or $9.
Or have you seen the pre-peeled oranges that are in a plastic container?
It's big time, buddy. Big time. So, okay, go on here. They say the dinner includes a 16-pound turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls with butter, peas, cranberries, a veggie tray, pumpkin pie with whipped cream, milk, and coffee. And they're getting that done for $48.91. They said if you want to add ham or russet potatoes or green beans to your dinner, it adds another $13.41 to the overall cost. So if you want to go to the XLT version of Thanksgiving, $62.32. There's no way. I don't know where they're shopping, but
I'm serving four for Thanksgiving this year. First time we are hosting Thanksgiving.
You're hosting.
And I can already tell you, the price tag is way beyond $48.
If you're not breaking $100 or more for the meal, you're missing out. You're missing out. So I'm just telling you, they do this each year, so I just want to keep you abreast of this. American Farm Bureau Federation now telling us you can serve 10 people at Thanksgiving, this big spread, for $48.91. Yeah, you're shocked. Text can come to 343-0106. 645, we'll check sports coming up with Dalton and news next from Channel 5.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to invite you to stop by our dealership located on the I-65 Service Road to learn more about what makes your Subaru purchase extraordinary. Subaru's quality, safety, reliability, and cutting-edge technology places the brand at the top of consumer reports year after year. As the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast, our knowledgeable sales staff, award-winning service department, and incredible inventory makes choosing Kobe an easy decision. Whether you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Subaru, I promise to make your purchase experience absolutely extraordinary. To learn more about our dealership, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Fresh, local, that's Allegri Farm Market. With fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table. Sneak out and catch this morning's pickings and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. Seasonal fruits, vegetables, locally made products, dairy, shelled peas, and ready-to-cook casseroles. Allegri Farm Market helps make fresh meals easy and affordable. Just off I-10 and Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open daily 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 5. Fresh, local, delicious. Allegri Farm Market.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Starting today, you can expect to see more police cars on I-10 and I-65 in Mobile. The Mobile Police Department says officers will be patrolling the major roadways, looking for those who are speeding, tailgating, and violating the state's move-over law. Police hope the extra enforcement will prevent any serious crashes. A man who made headlines after he was arrested for several road rage incidents is now in trouble for a different reason. This time, he's accused of making lewd gestures towards a woman as she drove by. Daphne Police arrested Delwin Knight, the same man arrested for several road rage incidents earlier this year. The latest incident happened in October in the Lake Forest neighborhood. A homeowner in Milton, Florida is asking his neighbors to lock their car doors after home surveillance video shows two men targeting cars in their area. The video shows the two men getting into a car during the night. Two men walk up to a truck parked in the driveway. The man who opened the door used his hoodie to make sure no fingerprints were left behind. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Heavy Wrench has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect, with best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
You've probably heard of all the health benefits of CBD oil. Questions? Go to CannabamaCBD.com for answers. And buy locally from Cannabama, the CBD store in downtown Mobile. And now in West Mobile on Schillinger Road South. Cannabama, changing lives one drop at a time.
Good morning. 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Thursday night football, the Houston Texans beat the Indianapolis Colts 20-17 in a big matchup for the AFC South division. Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson passed for 298 yards and two touchdowns, both going to All-Pro wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. Here's Hopkins' second of the night. This put the Texans up 20-17.
Watson, end zone. Hopkins, say hi to mom again. Touchdown.
Hopkins finished with 94 yards receiving, while Texans number two wideout Will Fuller reeled in seven catches for 140 yards. Colts kept it close, rushing for 175 yards against a Texans defense that has been vulnerable to the run, but they were unable to convert a fourth and three on their final drive. The win for Houston keeps them atop the AFC South at 7-4, while the loss drops the Colts to 6-5. Tonight, we've got round three of the Alabama High School Football Playoffs. Four schools in our listening area still battling it out for the right to play in state championship games, but first they'll need to win two more games to get there. All the games tonight scheduled to begin at 7 o'clock. In 6A, Spanish Fort hosts Park Crossing. In 4A, UMS Wright will be looking to win their 31st game in a row. They host undefeated Montgomery Catholic. In 3A, Mobile Christian hosts undefeated Gordo. And in 2A, up on Highway 43, the Leroy Bears host Ayrton. Good luck to our local teams that are taking the field tonight. Tomorrow, a full slate of college football games. And in the SEC, we've got two games that start at 11, both of the in-state schools here, who I'm sure are ready to get done with tomorrow and get preparing for the Iron Bowl next weekend. At 11, we've got number 5 Alabama hosting Western Carolina, the Tide favored by 56.5 points. Also at 11, number 15 Auburn hosts Samford, the Tigers favored by 48.5 points. Of course, you can hear that game on FM Talk 106.5. Pre-game starts at 10, immediately following Prep Sports Report. At 2:30, we've got three games. Number 4-ranked Georgia hosts Texas A&M, Bulldogs favored by 13. Kentucky hosts Tennessee Martin, the Wildcats favored by 29.5. And Vanderbilt hosts East Tennessee State. At 6 o'clock, the number 1-ranked LSU Tigers, 43.5-point favorites, with the Arkansas Razorbacks coming to town. At 6:30, Mississippi State hosts Abilene Christian, Bulldogs favored by 37. And at 6:30, the closest game, according to Vegas, Missouri will host Tennessee with the Tigers favored by 3.5. Only one top 25 matchup tomorrow. That's a big one in the Big Ten. At 11 a.m., number 2, Ohio State hosts number 8, Penn State. The Buckeyes favored by 18.5. And for our local South Alabama Jaguars, they're 1-9, an 8-game losing streak. They'll try to end that at Georgia State, with the Panthers favored by 10 points. That game kicks off at 1 p.m. on ESPN+. 6:52, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and high temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center. Layaway, gift certificates, and memberships are available for Christmas.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center. Layaway, gift certificates, and memberships are available for Christmas. For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, be careful. A man standing against the wall in the eastbound Wallace Tunnel. Now, officers are on the way to go see what's happening there. Also, remember, you're going to have extra patrols out starting at 7 a.m. this morning. Officers are going to be out on the I-10, I-65 area, making sure you're not following too closely and, of course, speeding. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Highlander with 0% financing for up to 60 months, plus $500 cash back or $5,500 in savings. Model 6955. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. While so many of us try to eat healthy, adding more vegetables to our food options, before you make that salad for lunch or dinner, know this. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service made an announcement on Thursday as a food manufacturer is recalling more than 97,000 pounds of salad products because the lettuce may be contaminated with E. coli. The salads, which contain meat or poultry, were sold at various restaurants and grocery stores, including Walmart and Domino's. The company is a New York-based company called Missa Bay, and they produce the salads from October 14, 2019 through October 16, 2019. And those salads were shipped across the nation in 22 states, which include Alabama and Florida and Georgia and Mississippi and more. So the concern is that some of the products may still be in distribution centers or restaurants or institutional refrigerators or freezers. So restaurants and institutions that have purchased these products are encouraged not to serve them. These products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. If you have questions, call 1-800-800-7822. Many people look forward to Friday as the kickoff to the weekend. Well, according to authorities in Opelika, there was a man who was ready to party nice and early by stealing nearly $1,000 worth of tequila at an ABC beverage store in Opelika back on November 14th, and they need your help to find him. According to Opelika police, the suspect stole 2,400 bottles of tequila and left that store traveling toward Auburn in a gray van believed to be a Dodge Caravan. He's described as a black male, about 5 feet, 11 inches tall, and weighing 185 pounds. He was last seen wearing a black vest and sweater with jeans. If you have information, you can call the Secret Witness Hotline set up by the Opelika Police Department at 334-745-8665. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 658 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on a Friday. Hey, glad you're here. Dr. Bill's got that weekend weather scale on the way, plus Alec Naiman will let us know what's cooking coming up next hour. And it is a football Friday, even though it's a cupcake football Friday. We'll talk about that. Well, there's a couple games.
Yeah, cupcake. Got a couple good SEC matchups.
Yeah, some of them aren't. Put it that way. Talk about that coming up. Plus, our buddy Jeff Poore is going to cycle through here in the 8 o'clock hour as well. We'll see you here right after the news.